Hey everybody, today's passage is Judges chapter 13. We are reading Judges chapter 13, and let me read this for us here. And the people of Israel, again, did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord gave them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. There was a certain man of Zorah, of the tribe of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Behold, you are barren and have not borne children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Therefore, be careful and drink no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean. For behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. No razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to save Israel from the hand of the Philistines." Then the woman came and told her husband, "A man of God came to me, and his appearance was like the appearance of the angel of God, very awesome. I did not ask him where he was from, and he did not tell me his name. But he said to me, 'Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. So then drink no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death.'" Then Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, "O Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come again to us, and teach us what we are to do with the child who will be born." And God listened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman as she sat in the field. But Manoah, her husband, was not with her. So the woman ran quickly and told her husband, "Behold, the man who came to me the other day has appeared to me." And Manoah arose and went after his wife and came to the man and said to him, "Are you the man who spoke to this woman?" And he said, "I am." And Manoah said, "Now when your words come true, what is to be the child's manner of life, and what is his mission?" And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, "Of all that I said to the woman, let her be careful. She may not eat of anything that comes from the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, or eat anything, any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe." Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, Please let us detain you and prepare a young goat for you. And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, "If you detain me, I will not eat of your food. But if you prepare a burnt offering, then offer it to the Lord." For Manoah did not know that he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "What is your name, so that when your words come true, we may honor you?" And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful?" So Manoah took the young goat with the grain offering and offered it on the rock to the Lord, to the one who works wonders. And Manoah and his wife were watching. And when the flame went up toward heaven from the altar, the angel of the Lord went up in the flame of the altar. Now Manoah and his wife were watching, and they fell on their faces to the ground. The angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said to his wife, "We shall surely die, for we have seen God." But his wife said to him, "If the Lord had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and a grain offering at our hands, or shown us all these things, or now announced to us such things as these." And the woman bore a son and called his name Samson. And the young man grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the spirit of the Lord began to stir him in Mahane Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. All right, so as we wrap up our week in the book of Judges, we start the story of Samson. And even if you've never actually read through all of the book of Judges, my guess is that most of you have at least heard of Samson and know something about his life. And we won't really get into the details of his life today. That's for next week's passages. But we do here today get sort of an origin story. And, you know, as I was just thinking about this, Devo, I feel like there are a lot of different things we could talk about. But I'll try to make this as succinct as possible. So our passage today starts off with, once again, the people of Israel doing what was evil in the sight of the Lord. And therefore, the Lord gave Israel into the hand of the Philistines. Now, during this time, there was a man named Manoah, whose wife, who actually goes unnamed the whole chapter, was barren and therefore had no children. However, one day, an angel of the Lord appears to the woman and tells her that she will soon conceive and bear a son. In the meantime, the angel tells her to follow a set of instructions, like not drinking wine or any strong drink and eating nothing unclean, because the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb. And a very quick note on this, because I imagine a lot of us might be confused about what this means. So in Numbers chapter 6, the book of Numbers chapter 6, there's a whole section on something called the Nazarite vow. Basically, this is something when, under this vow, people regarded themselves as specially devoted to God. So this was a time or a season where they would take this Nazirite vow as a means of more intentionally, more being devoted, set apart for God during this time. And specifically, this vow consisted of things like not drinking wine and strong drink, not cutting their hair, not going near a dead body, and et cetera, et cetera. There's a number of other things. You can read more about it in Numbers chapter 6. But for our sake here, the angel was essentially saying that this soon-to-be-born son would be set apart for God even before he's born, and would live as a Nazirite for the entirety of his life. And this will be important to keep in mind for next week when we dive deeper into Samson's story. But just remember, these are the instructions that the angel is giving to this woman. And I want to make a quick note about this woman. As you read this whole passage, you have to recognize there's a lot of respect, I believe, that she's due. In this time when people, you know, as we've said in the very beginning of our passage, when people are disobeying the Lord, doing evil in his sight, the angel, out of God's grace, shows up, and this woman actually obeys and listens. So a lot of respect due to this woman. But anyway, the woman tells her husband about all of this, but he basically is like, oh, what? I missed this? And so he prays that God would send that messenger again, and God actually does. The angel, whom they think is just a regular man, appears before the woman again. And this time the woman calls her husband, Manoah, and they speak with the angel of God. So, all right, so at this point, I want to camp out here for the rest of our time, because I think what Manoah says next is really interesting to me. After confirming that this man is the same guy who came the first time, Manoah then asks, what is to be the child's manner of life, and what is his mission? It's a really interesting question, right? Clearly, Manoah has some kind of understanding that this child will be special, and he clearly has a certain amount of faith in God. He believes what the angel is saying, what the Lord is saying. And so he has this understanding. But Manoah's question is basically, what is this child's purpose? God, what is your will for him? Now, interestingly, but maybe not surprisingly, the angel doesn't really answer his question. In fact, the angel doesn't really answer any other questions directly. But instead, in this case, he basically repeats what he had originally told the woman. He says, of all that I said to the woman, let her be careful. She may not eat of anything that comes from the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, or eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe. This part of the passage stands out to me so much because it just feels all too relatable. I mean, how many of us have asked at one point or another, God, what is your will for me? God, which job should I take? What major should I choose? What am I called to do? What should I do in this situation about this specific thing? My guess is that all of us have prayed these types of prayers at some point or another. And I want to be clear that coming before God with these types of questions is good. There's nothing wrong with that. It's good to come to the Lord with our thoughts, our questions, and our burdens. At the same time, we can't always expect God to lay out and explain to you every step in detail that you're supposed to take in life. You know, sometimes we just want all the answers. We want for every step to be clearly laid out for us, down to the most granular of details. And to some extent, the heart behind this is good. We want to be in line with God's will. We want to do as he says. We're giving him all of our thoughts and our worries. We want to honor him in our deeds. So the heart behind it can be good. But also at some point, if we're honest with ourselves, it turns from something where we are trying to honor God to actually wanting control. We're afraid of the unknown, afraid of what we might think could be mistakes, and therefore we just want it all figured out. But when we look at our passage today, I think we see what oftentimes God might say to us. Here, if I were just to kind of paraphrase it in a different way, I believe God is essentially saying to Manoah and his wife, don't worry, I've got you. Here are some things that you should do for now. Follow these things, or more importantly, follow me and trust in me. I believe that's what he's saying to Manoah and his wife, and I believe that's how God often is speaking to us today as well. Again, God can and does speak today in ways where he gives us very specific instructions. So I encourage us to come before the Lord and pray when we're in those times of need. At the same time, God also calls us to a general obedience to Him. And I think this is just as important, if not more so, when it comes to our day-to-day living. God may not always give us specific instructions or these grand plans or big visions. He may not always give us these very specific guidelines, but He does call us to observe all that He has commanded us. This is why reading the Bible is so key. The Bible may not always give us specific instruction on how to navigate the job search process, but it does give us an understanding of how to navigate stressful situations and address things like anxiety or uncertainty. God's Word also reveals to us His reliable and trustworthy character, which allows us to further trust in Him. So as I wrap up, I just want to ask, are there any specific things you've been seeking direction or answers for? Come to the Lord with these things. Ask Him directly, and then listen for His voice. But as we listen, I encourage you to not just simply try to get answers, but also cultivate a heart of trust. Follow what He has said in His Word. Cultivate this heart of obedience. And through this, come to know God deeper as we seek to live out His will and His mission for us. So with this, let me pray for us to close this out. Lord God, we are finite beings who really technically can't even see ahead to the next minute. We don't know what's going to happen. And so out of that uncertainty or anxiety or worry, Lord, sometimes we just want to try to get everything figured out. But God, I just ask that You help us to trust in You. Lord, I believe that it's not that You get annoyed or frustrated when we ask questions like Manoah did in our passage. But Lord, You call us to trust. You'll give us what we need when we need it. You call us to trust in You, to do all that You command us to do, but ultimately, again, just to trust in You and to obey what You have called us to do. And so, Father, in order for us to know that, I pray that You would help us to remain in Your presence, to be in Your Word, and through that, to better understand Your heart for us, Your character, to be in prayer, to listen for Your voice, be familiar with Your voice when You do speak to us. That, Father, that we would continue to go where You go and trust in You, whether we have the details or not, Lord. So we thank You that You're a good God who's got good plans for us. We thank You that You're always with us. So thank You for Your love. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.